Bob FM.
This is it. Could be kind of a boring one. I don't know. It's just a feeling that I have here today. Or it might be that I'm just so pumped up for the Bob FM staff Christmas party that anything else will pale in comparison to said Christmas party, right?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to do much better than that today.
Today, Friday, it's December the 15th. It's 349th day of the year. Basically, we have a little more than 2 weeks left to go in the year 2023. So if you had some real solid goals of 2023 and you haven't accomplished them yet, you're running out of time.
Better hurry.
Yeah. You know, good luck building that outdoor fireplace you were going to build. You got 2 weeks.
I don't see it happening.
1791, the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution went into effect. We call it the Bill of Rights.
Yep.
Some people like to flout them and maybe only go by them when it's convenient.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, let's see, the right to assemble, the right to bear arms.
The 10 amendments and you got 10 amendments, you got 10 commandments. But I think if you watch that Mel Brooks movie, they were originally 15 commandments, wasn't it? Didn't Moses drop one of the tablets?
Yeah.
Boy.
Something got broken.
These 10. Seven. It'd be nice to know what those other five were.
Yeah, it really would be.
In history of the world, Mel Brooks. 1939 here this date.
It's not that easy, Scarlett. You turned me out while you chased Ashley Wilkes, while you dreamed of Ashley Wilkes.
So Gone with the Wind, directed by Victor Fleming, starring Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh, premiered in Atlanta on this date, and won some awards.
It sure did. Remains one of our, most iconic movies of our time, I think.
Highest grossing film of all time for the time, when you adjust for inflation and value of the dollar and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that was even bigger than any of the Avatars or the Avengers for its time. It was Gone with the Wind.
Pretty good.
1944, this date, Glenn Miller disappeared in thick fog over the English Channel. He was en route to Paris. Of course, he was working. He was an army major.
Yeah.
And he was working with the Army Band. The Army Air Forces Band is what it was called. And despite the fact that Leonard Nimoy did an In Search Of episode on this, it's still very mysterious. We still don't know exactly what happened. He just kind of disappeared in the fog over the English Channel, heading to Paris. The state in 44.
It was a very sad day.
Which was kind of sad. 44, December of 44, the war was starting to wind down.
Yeah.
And we lost one of our great musical talents of all time, Glenn Miller, 1944. How about 55?
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know.
This song was released, Johnny Cash, 1955, and this song, And I Walk the Line, it would change the landscape, certainly.
Absolutely.
But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
That patented Johnny guitar and the stand-up bass. And, of course, that's the studio version. The version we play regularly, and the one you hear a lot when it gets played, wherever it might get played, is the live version when he was actually at Folsom Prison.
In January of 1968.
That is correct. But the actual single, 1955. It waited 13 years. It was Song of the Year, though, in 68 when he re-released it, the live version.
Yeah. You got to go see that Folsom Prison experience, folks. It's tremendous.
How about in 73 in the news?
He was the richest man in the world, but when billionaire John Paul Getty's 16-year-old grandson was kidnapped, he refused to pay a dime in ransom.
They will do things to Paul that cannot be undone for any amount of money. We have to pay.
I have no money to spare.
The real kidnapping in Italy in 1973 made headlines around the world. The teenager's distraught mom pleaded with the kidnappers. She's played by Michelle Williams.
All right, so John Paul Getty, J.P. Getty III, was abducted. He had been held captive for 5 months, and his grandfather, John Paul Getty I, one of the men, you know, built America and the oil and the whole thing, refused to pay the ransom. He said he's got 13 grandchildren, and if he paid one ransom, that means he would have another 12 children kidnapped. That was his reasoning for that, Neil. Your thoughts on that?
Well, he could afford it. He was about the richest man in the world.
And he eventually...
Certainly the richest man ever born in Minnesota.
And, you know, he finally paid it. Not the whole thing. He just paid for whatever he could. Now, this is interesting. According to that movie, he paid whatever he would be able to deduct from his taxes. That's what he paid.
The guy was a miser.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until his grandson's right ear was cut off and sent to a newspaper in Rome that he paid the ransom.
Wow.
And that happened this date that the John Paul Getty III was left in southern Italy. That's where the kidnappers had dropped him off after they released him back this date, 1973. And that was a little cameo there from Mark Wahlberg and Christopher Plummer, who was playing the elder Getty in a movie that was released a few years ago about the whole thing. You could, you know, if you're not doing anything this weekend, you could look it up and stream it. I don't know what the name of the movie is. Does it say it here? The true story, richest man, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
We may have another J. Paul Getty reference.
Yes.
Later.
Oh, here's the, I think the name of the movie is All the Money in the World. Is the name of the movie. You can look it up if you would like. 1982, Paul Newman's chatting with Gene Shalit on the Today Show.
You got a shaking frantically.
Here you are, folks. Paul Newman shaking it frantically.
What?
Yeah. And? How do you put it on? Do you put it on a lot?
I'll put a little bit on.
I pay for that, man. Watch it.
And here we are.
What is Paul Newman...
salad dressing?
Yes.
That's exactly what
he's demonstrating, his salad dressing. He introduced his new salad dressing this date. It's called Paul, Newman's Own, of course, was the title and the name brand of that. And, you know, they originally made a profit on it. Then eventually they said all profits will go to charity.
And then he came up with his, spaghetti sauce.
Oh, yeah. They diversified. They went into many different. They expanded into all kinds of different things. I think they've got grease, ball bearing grease, things like that. Floor mats for your cars.
Right.
Rivaling that one. What's the one that is now?
WeatherTech.
WeatherTech. Yeah, exactly. But that Newman's Own, it's good stuff. You've had it.
I've had it.
Whether it's salad dressing or what, barbecue sauce or salsa or spaghetti dressing or spaghetti sauce.
Yep.
And their salad dressing was better. I would say it's better than Wishbone and almost as good as Dorothy Lynch.
There's right in between.
Somewhere in there. Yep. 1987 here this date. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You had your Michelangelo, your Raphael, your Donatello, and I don't know, the other one was Rocky Rococo. I can't remember. Leonardo. There was Leonardo. But they debuted on this date. The cartoon itself, it started as a comic strip that was actually quite violent, and they had to tone it down for the cartoon. And that was a recent episode of The Toys That Built America, The Rise of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It was quite interesting.
It
was an interesting premise. That was this date in 87. And they just did a live-action movie not too long ago.
Right. My boys were in there. My older son was, I guess, maybe more that age.
I mean, they combined the two things. Who doesn't like turtles, and who didn't like martial arts? Martial arts in the 80s was huge after Karate Kid.
For sure.
And so forth. And even Chuck Norris. In 2013, China landed a rover on the moon successfully. China went to the moon. You know, they've already established a rather large iPhone factory up there. Paying young children pennies on the dollar to put iPhones together on the moon. It's easy to put those little components together because of the zero gravity up there.
And they're not commuting. They must live up there. It's too long to commute.
Yeah, they built some of those very nice dorm rooms.
Sure.
2013. And then it's hard to believe that this was 2019.
And you are looking at the flame that was just turned off. The Al Davis Eternal Flame was just extinguished for the final time here at the Coliseum. No more NFL, no more Raiders. The next game will be in Las Vegas.
Yeah, the Raiders played their last game in Oakland. I didn't know they had an Al Davis Eternal Flame.
I didn't either.
His excellence, commitment to excellence. Just win, baby.
Yeah. But, so they have the Olympic flame and the Al Davis flame. I didn't know about the latter.
So that means that the Raiders have been in Vegas for 4 years. Boy, time flies. Seems like it's only like been 2 years, and they're going to have the Super Bowl there this year. They just scored 63 points against a Chargers team that must be awful last night. The Vikings lost to the Chargers early in the season. Oof. And then they just shut out Oakland or the Las Vegas Raiders last week, and then they go and score 63. Go figure.
0-60, just like that.
Right. Cindy Birdsong's on our birthday list today.
Yeah, don't you hear the wind blowing?
She's one of the Supremes. She replaced Florence Ballard when she left because she got tired of Diana Ross being, you know, kind of the day that they did Run Down Tenement Slum, that song, and they didn't even use it. It was just Diana Ross and another group of backup singers on the song and not the other Supremes. I think the writing was on the wall there at that point. Florence Ballard left. In came Cindy Birdsong, and then eventually Diana Ross would leave and go solo in 1970. And this is one of their post-Diana Ross songs. Gene Terrell, that's kind of... She came in and sang lead, and she kind of sounded like Diana Ross, so she could sing all the hits. Cindy Birdsong was one of those Supremes there at that time, 84 today.
Whoa, can't you see that you're mine? We've been together for a long, long time. I get the time so very
Your old high school buddy, Dave Clark.
Yeah.
Of course, it's Mike Smith doing the singing here with the Dave Clark Five. Part of the English invasion. They came in on the coattails of the Beatles, as many did. And why not?
I thought they were American. Why not?
You can look it up.
Oh, I believe you.
You may be thinking of Jay and the Americans with the Americans right in there. You thought they were British, right? And the other way around, you thought Jay and the Americans were British. Right. And anyway, Dave Clark, 84. Again, he didn't do the singing, but he was the leader and the drummer and the manager, and his name was on the marquee. 84 today.
I saw you push the women and children out of the way in a mad panic. I saw you knock them down. And when you ran out, you left everyone behind.
Seemingly, the untrained eye, I can fully understand how you got that impression.
Not even George can talk his way out of that one with the fire and the whole thing. Melanie Chartoff, who was a George Costanza girlfriend, she is 75 today. She's on the show Fridays, which when you look at it, she was on that show. Michael Richards, who played Kramer, was on that show. And Larry David, who created the Seinfeld show with Jerry Seinfeld, also was on that Friday show, which was the ABC equivalent to Saturday Night Live. Okay. Back in the day, it aired on Friday nights, you know, after your late local news, and then later on after Nightline. Fridays, and that's Melanie Chartoff, 75. Have any recollections of any of Melanie Chartoff's work, Neil?
I don't.
Okay, here's Don Johnson now with us here.
I know him.
Yeah, from Miami Vice.
Yeah.
I don't like this game already.
Sometimes the best things are the hardest to get.
Yeah, but the hardest to get ain't always the best.
Yeah, he knew it, Don Johnson. He's out at the bar. He's playing the field. Don Johnson, 7-4. You know, Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas, Crockett and Tubbs, you know, they single-handedly almost ruined the sock industry back in the 80s because they were wearing their penny loafers and things without socks, and a lot of people started doing that. The stock prices on the socks and everything that these companies made, the companies that made only socks, they really struggled.
Yeah.
But Don Johnson, you know, he was Nash Bridges.
What about the golf movie?
Django Unchained. Yeah, he was in...
was it Happy Gilmore? Was that the one? No.
No, yeah. That was Shooter McGavin. You're thinking Tin Cup.
Yeah, a Tin Cup.
He was the pro going up against Kevin Costner. And he sang a little bit. He had a hit song called Heartbeat that I don't think it went number one, but it was decent. Here's a good song. '63 for one of the Phelps boys. Is it Ricky Lee Phelps or is it Doug Phelps today, Neil?
I'll say Doug.
Yeah, he got one. One out of ten. Doug Phelps and Ricky Lee Phelps, two of the main leaders of the Kentucky Headhunters. And then they left and did their own little thing and had a hit or two with Brother Phelps, Neil. You remember that?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, sure. Yep.
So Doug Phelps here today. What did I say he was? He was 63. We got a Supergirl today.
Mark McClure.
That's Clark Kent's cousin.
Art Buckner. And introducing Helen Slater as Supergirl. Adventure runs in the family.
She was Supergirl, and that was released in 1984, supposedly in the same universe, because Jimmy Olsen from the Christopher Reeves Superman movies was in that. Maybe just a cameo, you heard him there. Clark Kent's cousin, Helen Slater. She was also a Seinfeld girlfriend in a Seinfeld episode. A little trivia there for you.
What's her name?
She's 60. It's Helen Slater.
Helen Slater.
And she is 60 today. And for you Grey's Anatomy fans, the McDreamy and the McSteamy and the McRib, McCafe, Dr. Jill Wilson, the actress... Camilla Luddington, who played Dr. Joe Wilson in Grey's Anatomy, 40 today, Neil. So this would be what that we're doing right now.
TV theme time.
Yes, thank you. Happy birthday.
We're on to Gone But Not Forgotten, I take it. Let's get into it then, shall we? And got to get my mouse to work. Here we go. He has a tower named after him. He must be good. French engineer architect Alexandre Gustave Eiffel. The Eiffel Tower, designed that in Paris, born on this day, 1832. The aforementioned very cheap oil tycoon, J. Paul Getty. His dad kind of started it, but he and his dad then kind of together, and they didn't get along. And in fact, his dad didn't leave any money to him, but he made plenty of his own. And he was born in Minneapolis, only lived here for a couple of years. J. Paul Getty, born on this day, 1892. You may remember Getty Oil. Max Yazger, he put together Woodstock.
Did he really put it together?
Well, he owned the land that it was on.
Yeah, he did his best. So,
he did
the important thing that you've proven to the world is that 500,000 kids, and I call you kids because I have children older than you are, 500,000 young people can get together and have 3 days of fun and music.
Because I think there was somebody else who was the organizer. He wasn't the guy that got on the phone with Jimi Hendrix and you know, all the great stars, Country Joe McDonald and some of the other ones. Wavy Gravy. Hey, can you come and be a part of the... I don't think he was the one who did that.
No.
Basically, it was his land, and they said, hey, guys, you can use it.
Yep. But he did address the crowd there, it sounded like. Born on this day, in the year was, 1919, so 69 for when that all occurred for Max Yazger. Alan Freed was one of us, a disc jockey, but I'm afraid he chose poorly in many instances. Born on this day, though, 1922.
That's Winnis Gator Tail Jackson. That's Ruth Brown's husband on Deluxe Records and his great band Howlin' at Midnight. Say, girls, are you in school and deciding on a career? Are you tired of the dull office routine? Well, if so, why not consider modeling as a career? But first, find out if you're qualified for modeling by phoning right now for your free copy of How to Succeed in Modeling by Helen Fraser.
Sounds like a real good plan there. I might want to look into that.
Right, exactly. You know, up until that point, most radio disc jockeys were much more subdued and always talked like this.
Well, he was the Moondog, Neil. He was the Moondog.
Yeah, he was Moondog, and that got him in trouble, too. He had more lawsuits against him and payola, and really just was banned from all the places. He couldn't get a job anymore, kind of drank himself to death. It was a sad ending to a guy who at one point was on top of the world in radio, movies, everything, Alan Freed. And he's a guy who coined the phrase rock and roll, 1922. Country Music Hall of Famer Ernie Ashworth, 1928.
Talk that trembling lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there. Don't let her know that she's getting through to you.
How about that?
Very nice.
A little talk back trembling lips, Ernie Ashworth's version. Born on this day, 1928. And one more, one of our most beloved from the Carol Burnett Show, many other movies, McHale's Navy, etc., Tim Conway.
I was thinking to myself as I was looking out there tonight, if the sea could only talk. Could tell us of pirates, shipwrecks, treasures. Might even tell us where to get some clams.
Of course, that was the cue for Harvey Korman to crack up.
As he did frequently, Tim Conway was a comedic genius.
That's my favorite Tim Conway character, the world's oldest man.
Yeah, that's one of the greats, Tim Conway. He was born on this day in 1933. Sadly, he and they are all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot one guy, and I guess I could give him a pass on this one.
Nudie Cohen was a tailor in Hollywood, and from the books I've read about him, he started out making outfits for men's clubs for strippers. And a country artist, Porter Wagoner, people like that that were in the California area.
Yeah, Nudie Cohen. The guy who gave us the nudie suits, born this date 1902, Neil.
Wow.
Porter Wagoner, Jimmy Dickens, some of the more famous ones.
Yes.
Hank Williams Sr., the one with the music notes and the bars and the treble clef and the bass clef and whatever it was on his sleeves. Oh. And he didn't do them just for country artists either. ZZ Top, Elton John, and others. Ooh. As well.
Yeah. Graham very Parsons. Creative.
Yeah.
Very creative.
So Nudie
1902?
Cohen. Yeah. 1902 Nudie Cohen. Was? He was the original Rhinestone Cowboy. Died in 1984. He died. And now they're all
gone. But
thank
not
you.
Forgotten.
And again, a no request lunch hour today. No request lunch hour. But we do still have the no repeat workday, which never gets preempted.
No.
Except for maybe, we got Christmas coming up, but we won't be repeating anything during Christmas.
I don't think so.
Which is kind of fun. Would you like to start your music stretch here with Rodney Crowell? She's Crazy for Leaving. Vince Gill, Take Your Memory With You. Or Travis Tritt, Lord Have Mercy on the Working Man.
I do like Rodney Crowell to get us started.
Total Country Bob FM.